Hello, today we're going to get started by showing you how to deploy Vorlon.js to an Azure web app so that you can remotely debug your website or app. So for those who don't know, Vorlon.js is an open source, extensible platform agnostic tool for remotely debugging and testing your JavaScript. It's powered by Node.js and Socket.io. Normally, you would install it locally on your local machine, and then you can debug any devices hitting on your local network. But for some of you, you might want to post it up on a live site, or you want to remotely debug something. And to do that, you might want to use Azure. So I'm going to go ahead and show you how to deploy this to Azure. So let's go ahead and get started. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a new web app. So I'm going to go to New, Custom Create. Okay, and I'll call this Vorlon Remote. So I'm assuming that you already have an Azure account. So I've logged into my Azure account, and I'm going to go ahead and create a new web app. So the URL, as you know, must be globally unique. So I'm just going to name this Vorlon Remote. I don't need a database. I already have an app service plan set up, and I'm just going to go ahead and create that. Okay, that was quick. So Vorlon Remote is up and ready to go. Now there will be one configuration change that we'll need to make. So let's go over to the Configure tab. And we're going to scroll down to WebSockets. And we're going to set that to on. And we're going to hit save. It'll take a few seconds here. And that's it. So great. So that's the only configuration change we have to make. Okay. So now we're going to go back to dashboard. And what we're going to do now is the way we're going to actually set up Vorlon.js remotely on your Azure web app is we're going to be setting up a local Git repository, and then we're going to publish that local Git repository to Azure. Now, thankfully, Azure makes that very simple. And so I'm going to walk you through those steps. So this video is also assuming that you already have Git installed locally. If not, make sure to see my other video on how to install Git on either your Mac or your PC. It's a pretty simple and straightforward process. I'll put a link to that in the comments or in the description. So I'm going to go and I'm going to find Setup Deployment from Source Control. So I'm going to click on that. I'm going to choose Local Git Repository and continue. So this should only take a minute or two, and wow, that happened instantly actually. And so this set up all the information you need to publish to or to push the local files from your local Git repository into Azure, and it has all the instructions you actually need too: where to download Git from, how to commit your local files, and how to add the remote Azure repository and push up the files. Okay. So now we've done everything we need to do for now with the web app. Let's go ahead and install Vorlon.js on the local machine. So Vorlon.js actually requires Node.js and Node Package Manager, so that is a prerequisite. So I am on a fresh virtual machine here, so I'm going to go ahead and install it just to show you the whole process and just how simple it is. So I've went over to Node.js.org. I'm going to go ahead and hit install. I'll just run that file. Okay, I'm going to leave all the default options. So you see this installs the Node.js runtime, and the most important thing to it here as well, or another very important piece of it, is the Node Package Manager, and it adds it to our local path as well. So I'm going to hit next, hit install. Again, only takes a couple seconds. Okay, so I'm going to hit finish. So now Node is installed. So we're going to go ahead and install Vorlon now. So in order to do that, I'm going to do a search for command prompt, and you'll see the Node.js command prompt comes up. You actually can use the command prompt or the Node.js command prompt because Node.js automatically gets added to your regular path, so it would work from either. In this case, I'm just going to use the Node.js command prompt. See if I can make that font a little bit bigger. There we go. Okay, so all I'm going to do here is I am going to type in npm I for install minus g that makes it globally available, Vorlon. That's it. So this will take a minute to a few minutes depending on, you know, a couple factors. So you'll see it once it's done loading up, it'll spit out a bunch of log file entries and let you know what's going on. There we go. Okay. So now that that is done, if I wanted to run Vorlon locally, like you guys are all should be aware of, you can just type in Vorlon. So it shows here Vorlon is listening on port 1337. So if I actually just went to localhost 1337, whoops. Would help if I put in the right port number. You see I have a Vorlon dashboard, okay? So it's installed locally. That was the first step. Now we're going to take our local installation, we're going to turn it into a Git package, and we're going to publish it to our web app to let it work remotely. You see here too, as I pull up the dashboard, it does give you a nice little log file of what's going on. So I'm going to hit Control C. I'm going to terminate the batch job. Okay, what we're going to do now is, so you should be already in your users folders. You see I'm in my C users JRayo folder. So I'm going to now browse into where Vorlon was installed. So we want to do cd app data, cd roaming, cd npm for node package manager, cd npm modules, cd node modules, and then cd Vorlon. And if I look what's in here, there's all my Vorlon files, okay? So now we're going to type in start period, which will launch my Explorer from there. So these are all the files that we're going to end up using, okay? So I'm going to move this guy off to the left. I'm going to open up a new Explorer and move it off to the right here. Okay, so now I'm gonna, on my C drive, I'm gonna make a dev folder where I keep all my dev projects. I'll make a dev, and I'm gonna make a new folder inside of dev, and I'm gonna call it Vorlon.js. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and copy within, so we're in the Vorlon folder, I'm gonna copy this node modules folder. I'm gonna go ahead and copy this over here to my new Vorlon.js folder. Now it's quite a bit of files, it may take a minute to go over. Okay, so now I'm in the Vorlon folder. So now in the Vorlon folder, I'm gonna go inside the server folder, okay, and I'm gonna copy all the files within the server folder over to my Vorlon.js folder. And that should copy over pretty quick, okay? Now the most important part is we're gonna have to create a new file, the package file that tells the server what it is and the configuration that's needed. So I'm gonna right click, I'm gonna make a new file, text document, and I'm gonna call it package.json. Now if you don't see the file extension of the different files when you create it, you can just go over to view and you have a little checkbox here to hide or show file extension. So I always keep that on to show the file extensions. So I'm going to open this with Visual Studio Code because I want to go ahead and edit it. Okay, so this opened up Visual Studio Code, and now I already have the file open in, or actually, let me open it here. Open file. I already have it on my desktop. There it is. Code, code.json. So this is exactly, I'm going to copy, I'm going to paste it. So this is exactly the code that you want to have in your package.json. It must be exactly this. So name Vorlon, version 0.0.15, the description, and then the main file that's used, or the main module. This is another great feature of Visual Studio Code. You can actually move over each of the items, and it tells you exactly what it is. So if you haven't already installed or used Visual Studio Code, I would highly recommend doing that as well. And again, I'll put a link to my video that shows you how to do that. Okay, so now that the package is all set up, I'm going to go ahead and close this. So all of that setup is done. So now what we want to do is we want to turn this into, actually now what we want to do is using Git, we want to create a repository and push it to our Azure web app. So how do we do that? Let's go ahead and let's open up our Git bash. Okay. So here I am in my Git bash. Now, again, being we're using the bash and not the regular command prompt, the folder structure, the way you change directories is a little bit different. So I want to get to my Vorlon.js folder that I created earlier. So I'm going to go to cd/dev/Vorlon.js. Okay, and again, we're using, there's no Windows command. Oh, actually, dir does work, or we can use ls. Either one of those work. Okay, so we're in the proper folder here. So now we want to create the Git repository and get everything set up. So we're going to type in git init. Okay, so it created an empty Git repository. So now I want to add all the files to this new empty Git repository. So I'm going to type in git period. Now there are a lot of files, so this is going to take a lot. Whoops, I meant git add period. It would help if I type the right commands. So again, this will take a while, so I will check back with you once this is completed. Okay, so that's all done. So now we want to make an initial commit of all the files. So I'm going to type in git commit minus m, our initial commit. Okay, so this is coming up because I just installed Git on this box and I didn't set any specifics just yet, any my username or my default email. So I'm just going to set that real quick so that we can get rid of this error. Git global user.email. Okay, let me do a git status. Oh, okay, so I just wanted to make sure. So, okay, so now let's try this again. Git commit minus m initial commit. Okay, so again, this will take a minute to go through. Okay, so now we're ready to deploy this up to Azure. And what's great about Azure, is it literally has all the instructions right here. So we already did the git init, git add, and the git commit. That's all taken care of. So now all we need to do is we're going to run these commands right here. Now it is important that you know your deployment credentials, what your username and your password is, or more importantly the password. It already has a username in there. If you don't know what your password is for your deployment credentials within Azure, you can click this link right here to reset your deployment credentials because you will need those for the next step. So I'm literally going to copy. Thought I was going to copy. Let's see if we locked up here. Let's try this one more time. OK, Okay, great. We're going to copy. I'm going to paste this line in. Okay, that's done. So now we're going to go ahead and we're going to push Azure Master. And now this should prompt me for the password. There we go. So it's asking me for my password, and hopefully I know my password. Okay, great. So now it's packaging everything up and pushing to the deployment, and you'll see what happened is automatically behind the scenes, it's received the deployment, and it's taking a minute or so. And when this is done, again, it's a lot of files for it to process through, we should be all set. So I'll check back with you in a minute when this is all done. Okay, so the deployment has finished. You'll see you have the nice active deployment notification, meaning the commit that you pushed up is all set. So now let's go back to our dashboard. We have, where's the URL that we configured? Here it is. I configured vorlonremote.azurewebsites.net. So I'm going to click on it. So one thing to note, and this doesn't always happen, but I find when deploying this remotely, it does fail like the first or second time. After it does that, you just refresh the page and it will work correctly. So let's give this a shot and see what happens. Oh, no, there we go. It worked actually the first time. So now you are ready to go ahead and remotely debug your client using the code provided. And there you go. Now, it's important to note, obviously, when you copy this script into your page, you replace it with your URL right up here. And then also, too, you don't need the port 1337. So in this case, the example would be we would do something along the lines of that right there. Okay, so this concludes our video. I hope you learned something new today. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to leave them below, or you can visit me at my website, which is joerayo.com, on Twitter, @joescars, and hope to see you guys next time. Thank you.